I'm calling the meeting to order for the 71st pre-convention board meeting for the Florida Council of the Blind. It is 4:50, Mary. He is correct. We'd like to welcome all of you to this meeting. This will not be a long meeting because we still have to form nominating committee and get to it. And then we've got a banquet tonight. Yay! Yay! So, unfortunately, the flag is in Paul's room. So it's not down here, but we're going to stand and do a pretend flag. So if you're able to stand, please stand. Pretend the flag is in the front of the room to your left. And is Eugene here?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's knock the microphone off it to your left. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Let me get my earbuds in so I can hear my agenda.
Ms. Sheila, may I say something while you're getting your agenda?
It's up. What? Yes, ma'am.
I would just like to thank ACB Media for doing such a wonderful job for Zooming both of our sessions in our rooms today. Cecily is monitoring today. Rick has been monitoring on and off all day. So is Larry. So is Joyce. Ryan has been working in this Zoom room, working on the camera. John has been working in the audio Zoom room on that board. So it's been a long, hard go, and everybody's doing a fabulous job.
Absolutely.
So, can we do door prizes, Madam President?
Yes.
All right, I got two of them. And Alexa, I didn't mean to say her name. I hope I didn't send anybody's off. Anyway, when everybody registered, they got a number, and I told her to pick a number between 1 and 130, and this is what she did. We have an HCB $25 gift certificate, and that is going to Curtis Rayburn.
Wow.
And I believe he's the husband of Cheryl Rayburn. Am I correct on that?
Yep.
And our next door prize was donated by Elizabeth Bowden from Tallahassee. It is a Blockbuster video game, and it's going to go to Ross Hardy.
Oh my goodness.
And Ross is in the exhibit hall at the Odom's Gems table.
Yep. He's the grandson of Paul and Patty Odom.
Yep.
So, well, congratulations. All right. Roll call, Sally Benjamin.
And I will repeat so that everybody can hear.
Roll call, Sally.
Braille Revival League of Florida.
Okay.
Chapter at large members.
Here.
Coalition for the Concerns of the Totally Blind.
Here.
Florida Council of Citizens with Low Vision.
Here.
Greater.
I guess I don't have to repeat that one.
Greater Orlando Council of the Blind.
Here.
Here.
Guide Dog Users of Florida.
Oh, Kathleen is here. She's on Zoom.
Okay, thank you. Halifax Council of the Blind.
Randy is here. Anicia is here.
Okay, thank you. Jacksonville Council of the Blind.
DJ.
Manatee Council, County Council of the Blind.
Manatee?
Kathy?
Oh, there you are.
Kathy's here.
Sorry, we couldn't hear you.
Sorry. Miami Beach Council of the Blind.
They're here.
Oh, jeez, it scared me to death. Miami Metro Council of the Blind.
Lorraine is here.
Okay, thank you. Northwest Florida Council of the Blind.
No.
I'm sorry, just a minute. Palm Beach Council of the Blind.
They're here.
Pinellas Council of the Blind.
Here.
Sarasota Council of the Blind, Southwest Florida Council of the Blind.
They're here.
Tallahassee Council of the Blind.
Here.
Tampa Council of the Blind. Okay. President Sheila Young.
Here.
First Vice President Mikey Wiseman.
Here.
Second Vice President Cassandra Jesse.
She's here.
Okay, thank you. Recording Secretary Mary Tyson.
Here.
Treasurer Mark Lear.
Here.
Membership Secretary Sally Benjamin here. Immediate past president, Jim Crott. Okay, now, Access Committee.
Here.
Activities Committee.
Here.
Archives Committee.
Here.
Awards Committee.
Here. I'll speak up for that.
Thank okay. you.
Here.
Budget and Finance Committee.
Here.
Here.
Constitution and Bylaws Committee.
Here.
Convention Committee.
Here.
Good.
They left.
Credentials Committee. We're here.
Yeah, we're here.
Executive Committee.
Here.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I've skipped one. Education Leadership and Scholarship Committee.
He's here.
Employment Committee. And then Executive Committee. I'm sorry, I got out of line. Fundraising Committee.
Here.
Here.
Governmental Affairs Committee.
Debbie? You're Governmental Affairs, right? She's here.
She just didn't
know it.
Oh, okay.
Well, physically okay. in the room.
Okay, thank you. Membership Committee.
Cassandra's here.
Project Insight Committee.
Here.
Publications and Publicity Committee.
Here.
Resolutions Committee.
Where's Paul?
Is Paul here?
No.
Technology Committee.
Here.
That completes the roll call, Madam President.
All right. Do you declare we have a quorum?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that's not yet. That's not. All right. So, and Katie already did this. Next on my agenda is to thank ACB Media hosted. So I'm not going to repeat what she already said, but we certainly do appreciate them all. All right. We'll go ahead and do sponsors, being Stan is here.
All right. We've had a wonderful year with sponsors this year. We had 17 either platinum, gold, silver, or bronze sponsors, and that's just fantastic. And then we also, for the first time, really encouraged individuals to sponsor through their registration. And additionally, some of our chapters did as well. So there we had six reds, which are $100. We had nine whites, which were $50. And we had 11 blues, which were $25. So 26 additional people participated that way, and we'll mention those tomorrow. But I wanted to at least share our platinum through silver and bronze sponsors for this year. So I want to also recognize Leslie Spoon, who worked so hard pulling all of those corporate sponsorships together. So thank you, Leslie. When she's here with me, we're doing it together. And all told, our sponsorships this year brought in $10,665. So thank you to all of you. It really helps defray the increasing expenses of the convention, right, Mikey and Sheila? It really, really does. Mikey's already spent it all. So enjoy those free drink coupons this evening.
Oh, don't let me
forget to bring them up. At our platinum light level, we had Spectrum Charter for $1,500. And then we had three gold sponsors. For the first time, CVS
Pharmacy sponsored at the gold level for $1,000. And then we had Democracy Live. Did Michelle do a great job with her presentation today? And then we also had ESNS Vote, who was at the gold $1,000 level. Melissa Carney, even though she wasn't able to make it today. And now Democracy Live. Melissa, okay.
She was here.
She was here, mm-hmm. Yes. And now I'm going to turn it over to Leslie to go through our silver sponsors.
All right. So thank you to everybody that has sponsored this year for the convention, the FCB convention. We really, really appreciate it. It cannot happen without all of you and the corporation. So I can't say enough about a thank you. So here's the silver for $500, Disability Rights Florida, Doug Hall, Halifax Council of the Blind, Lighthouse Central Florida. So thank you to the Rayburns. They're actually here. Let's give them a yay shout out.
Yay.
Vanda, Vicky Preddy's here in the exhibit hall, and Vespiro, Rachel Buchanan will be on Zoom. So those are our silver sponsors for $500. And we have our wonderful friends of Library Access Inc. for this silver light, $400. So thank you. I'm turning it back over to Dan for the bronze.
All right. We are. And then we had six bronze sponsors. So first we had Blind and Beyond Radio. Congratulations to them. Thank you so much to Mike and Lynn Golder and for all their support. And then next we had Eyes of Winter Park. Dr. Richardson, he sponsored a $250. Thank you. A low vision clinic there in Winter Park. And then we had Pinellas Council of the Blind. Yay, Pinellas. We had the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind. And we had Paul Odom's Gyms. Thank you, Odom's. And then at the Bronze Light, we had Envision America for $200. So let's give a big round of applause for all our sponsors. Thank you. We'll announce the individual sponsors tomorrow morning. All right, see you guys. Bye.
Thank you both very much. Let's give Dan and Leslie a big hand.
Yeah.
And all of our sponsors. And tomorrow morning, there's going to be even more. Yay. All right. Hotel announcements. Mikey Wiseman, you are up, sir.
Good evening. You're going to hear this quite a bit. The hotel is requesting that when we check out, that we turn our keys back in. They made a significant investment in new key protocol with a built-in chip. It no longer has a magnetic strip, so it doesn't demagnetize when it's near your cell phone. These keys were relatively expensive, very convenient for us. Let's do them a solid and return them, folks, please. The hotel has a front door and a back door, lights, water. I mean, at this point, we're kind of in for it. Everything is there's nothing to be aware of. We're good right now with the hotel. If anybody, most people know how to get a hold of me, but honestly, that was the only request we had was for the keys to be turned back in and lunch. They will open the restaurant again like they did today for those of you who participated in the box lunches. That will be available again tomorrow.
Are there any questions for Mikey?
Microphone, please.
He's asking if the parking should be paid at the front. So did they ring you at the valet stand or at the front desk? Yeah, I think it's all done at the front desk. It should just be routed to your room. Any other questions? Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mikey. And I would appreciate it if everybody would give Mikey a huge hand. All right, Sally, next on the registration, next on the agenda is registration. So would you like to say anything about registration? And I remind me there's something else I have to ask you after the meeting.
What?
Remind me after the meeting. I got a question.
No, I don't have anything to say.
You got an answer.
I was going to have you a firm number by this time, but the day went by. I can tell you a few figures. There were 92 online registrations. However, several of them were duplicates, so I have to actually count by hand exactly how many we had, and I will get that done before Sunday morning. But I also want to say I only had one paper registration this year.
Yay!
That was amazing. And thank you for doing that. It makes it so much easier to have it online. Number one, I don't have to read people's handwriting. Number two, I don't have to work so hard to do it. Goodness sake.
That's my key. Where's Cassandra when I need her?
Goodness. Anyway, basically, that's what I have to say. It really was wonderful, and I appreciated everybody doing as much as they could online because that did help a lot. Yeah.
And you'll be open tomorrow from 8 to 11?
Yes.
Okay. And that's it.
If I get up. Oh,
you'll get up. You'll get up. Because I'll call you and say, hey, let's go have breakfast.
Uh-oh. She bribes me with food.
We got to be down here at 8 o'clock to start the day. Yes, Mary, I heard that moaning.
Uh-oh.
I heard that groaning. All right, are there any questions for Sally about registration? Everybody got your banquet tickets? Everybody got your goodie bags? Thank you, Janine and Jacksonville Council, for wonderful goodie bags. And anybody, and Leslie and everybody else that has donated, thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Folks, sorry that my phone rang. I've been kind of on call here as our scholarship winners for tonight. If anybody has any personal relationships with the scholarship winners, that we have their stuff, their meal tickets and stuff like that, and they would need to find one of us, preferably Sally, but for some reason they all have my number. But if you have any personal relationships with the scholarship winners that are expected here tonight, they do need their tickets, just FYI. Ideally they can find Sally, but I mean, since everybody seems to call me, I know I have a pretty good track on Sally. She doesn't know she's got an air tag in her shoe, so I can always find her.
I thought it was way round.
No.
All right. So are there any other questions for Sally about banquets? Registration banquets start at 7 p.m. Tonight is our wonderful scholarship and awards banquet. I always look forward to this one. And I look forward to tomorrow night with our wonderful speakers, Colby Garrison and Scott Thornhill. It should be a lot of fun.
Hold on, Sheila. There
you go. You guys, right. As a reminder, remember at the banquets, the bar is cash only, no credit cards.
Madam President, I'd like to remind everyone here in attendance that there is a blood drive from One Blood going on from 12 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. There's extra bonus prizes. If you donate blood today, we had 10 people. So we're hoping for more than that tomorrow and saving lives. They're desperate for blood here and everywhere. So donate blood tomorrow, please, please, please. You just come to the table, and then someone sighted can walk you to the bus. The exhibit room, or you can call me and we can meet you and walk you to the bus. Thank you so, so much.
All right, anybody else have any questions for registration or Sally or Mikey? All right, Mark, you are up with vouchers, sir. Would you like to express or explain to everybody how that's done?
Board reps, I believe, Katie, correct me if I'm wrong, because I probably will be. Board reps and committee chairs will be getting vouchers from Katie. so that you will have your travel and your per diem paid. And when I get back, it won't be paid before I leave, but it will be done either through a check or through Zelle or through PayPal. Did I get that right, Katie?
Okay, what I need board reps and committee chairs to please do, email me, tell me how you got here. If you came by car, I will figure out your mileage. If you came bus, train, Uber, whatever, send Mark your receipt. Sheila, did we raise the per diem because of breakfast?
We did. We're going to have to do that, Katie, because okay. Now we did pay for breakfast. So it's the regular $6, I believe.
So a per diem daily is going to go to 36 instead of 6, instead of 36 instead of 30.
Question, does that not have to be referred to the Constitution and bylaws prior to it going up? Because I believe at our meeting last week we said that it would not go into effect this year.
Well,
do we have Constitution and bylaws here?
Doug is here.
Or Doug, you need a microphone so we can hear you, sir. Thank you, Jimmy.
Run faster, Jimmy.
Jimmy,
I forgot
to order your skates. Oh, fire me.
According to the bylaws, the per diem is $6 for breakfast, $11 for lunch, and $19 for dinner, period. At least until we change the bylaws.
Okay, but my question to Doug in this case, since hotel did not give us a free breakfast, which is fine, and we had the vouchers, I'm thinking that we do need to pay at least the $6 for, and it's what it should be.
I must indicate what we have to go by what the bylaws say.
So at this point, the bylaws say we pay $6 for breakfast because
yes.
We did not get a free breakfast.
Yes.
Okay. So the per diem will be 36
correct.
Instead of 30.
Perfect.
That's
correct.
What I'm just...
Perfect.
Making
okay.
it clear. And that's
well,
what Sheila's
we
trying
discuss,
to do.
Yeah, we discussed it, and I was just trying to clarify it because I don't want to get in trouble.
Mary wants to speak.
Yes, ma'am.
I apologize if I had gotten the EC minutes done from last Saturday. That would have been there because we did discuss it, and we agreed to the extra funding as we thought it was in the bylaws that way. So Doug bailed us out on that. So thank you.
Okay. So anyone that is entitled to per diem, you will receive $36 a day for Friday and Saturday. And do they get Sunday as well? No, they just get six for Sunday. And then because of the fact that the hotel, we know Mikey has not been able, believe it or not, to negotiate free breakfast, which is so hard to believe the way Mikey operates. All right, are there any questions for the voucher process? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Microphone.
I didn't know how. Hey. All right, so if we need... we're only paying mileage for one representative of each chapter, correct?
Board, reps, committee, okay. chairs.
That's what I meant.
If there's more than one person in the car that's a board rep or a committee chair, only one person gets it.
Okay, all right, that's what I needed to know.
Delegates do not receive per diem or travel. We cannot hear you, Liz, if you're talking.
She just wanted to know, make sure that one representative or one board rep was per car.
Gotcha. Okay. Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
And Cassandra.
So y'all get to fight it out. Cassandra, what?
I just need to let you know I need to leave.
She what?
Needs to leave.
I need to leave.
All right, darling. We love you.
Love you too.
All right. Are there any other questions?
Because I don't have any answers.
All right. Is there any unfinished business? This is unfinished business for the the pre-convention board meeting. We don't have any business tomorrow. It's Sunday. Yeah. All right, under new business, credentials committee report. Sally. No, I'm sorry if Sally's in charge.
What?
Mikey said you're dominating this meeting. Credentials report. What chapters are eligible? How many chapters are eligible to vote and to attend the nominating committee tonight as soon as we adjourn here?
There are, there is one chapter that is here that is not eligible to vote. That is Florida Council of Citizens with Low Vision.
Oh, God.
And,
are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. We had a really rough year. You have to understand what I've been through to get the treasurer
okay.
straightened out.
All right, I know.
Okay, and then there are one, two, three chapters that are not here, but everybody else, all the other chapters, are good to go and good to go to nominating committee and to vote on Sunday. And on Sunday, you remember, you will be sitting with your chapter. So I'm going to try to hopefully have enough people to help seat people. But just remember that, because that makes it easier when we do voting.
Will the tables be labeled?
Huh?
Are you going to have the tables labeled?
They will be in print and in Braille. And I'll talk to you about that later, Sheila. I have an idea.
Okay.
But anyway, but right. yes, they All will right. be labeled in print and in Braille. The Braille is, they're not Brailled yet, but they're going to be Brailled tonight or tomorrow. The people who are doing that, they said they'd do it tonight or tomorrow. So.
All right.
We have a hand.
1 second, Katie. Folks, this is significantly important for the flow of Sunday morning. All of us are going to want to get home, and we have a lot to do on Sunday morning. The tables will be set up as they are. This room is not being flipped. We will have additional chairs brought in to meet the expectation of the largest group of delegates, okay, which as of right now is 10. So each table will hold 10 seats. There is enough tables in here that each voting entity will have a table. Some of you are welcome to double up. However, we are kindly asking you for, and I'm just going to use Orlando as an example because she's right next to me. We would like all Orlando delegates to sit at one table. Please do not divide yourselves up. I know that we're all friends, but it's going to be a lot easier for us to vote the way we need to if everyone is at their table. Now, if Halifax and Tallahassee want to sit together, that is fine. Remember that if you are a delegate, you are only representing one chapter or special interest. So make sure you know who you're here representing, because you're not going to be able to go from the CCLVI table, which doesn't
get
have
to vote
one,
anyway.
Right? Yeah, thank you. to the COM table, right? So you have to find your seat with whomever you're representing. And we will do our best to help you out. Sure, honey. I'll do whatever I need to do for you.
Seven. All right. So
We have a hand, Sheila.
They can just wait a second, please.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And I just had a question, and it went totally out of my head. Yeah, going out of my head over you. All right, let's take the question, and then we'll see if there's any in the room.
Anthony, go ahead, please.
Hi, I never received a response back to the email that I sent after the president's message. While I realize since we're not there in person, we can't participate in nominations, but we are cleared to vote on Sunday as a chapter of Miami Beach, correct?
As long as your membership is registered as a virtual participant, if you do not have virtual participant registration, the only person that is eligible to cast a vote are those that are registered.
Okay, so for clarification, that means each of my members has to be, or me as the delegate has to be registered?
Your two delegates must be registered for convention. People that are sitting here in this room are only in this room because they purchased registration and they're here representing their chapter.
Okay, we purchased registration. That's why I'm here. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Anybody in the room have a question?
Yes, hold on.
Thank you. This is Doug. A question for clarification. Since FCCLV does not have a vote this year, does that mean they are not to be in the nominating committee?
Correct.
Okay.
The only people that are allowed to be participating in the nominating committee, unless I'm incorrect about our constitution and bylaws, are those that are in good standing with the state. Is that correct? I'm asking you because you're the constitution and bylaws. Is that correct? I can't hear you, Doug.
Hold on, Doug. Going back.
Okay. I interpreted that vote means being either voting or being on the nominating committee is still a form of voting.
And correct.
If they can't vote, then they can't.
Correct. So there will not be an FCCLV individual representative.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Just
nominating.
Wanted to clarify.
Thank you. All right. Anybody else have a question?
Okay, Paul does. Hold on.
Ooh, what is that?
Madam President, I guess I'm a little confused. I don't think FCCLVI is not recognized as a chapter. Is that not accurate? They still are a chapter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they just can't vote.
Yes. We.
They can't vote because of not having primary people?
Nope. We missed the deadline to turn in our stuff. We didn't get our life together in time, and we're not requesting an exception to the rule.
Have you turned in your stuff now?
We have.
It seems to me, and obviously I'll defer to Doug, that they are currently a properly constituted chapter. Whether they can vote or not, it seems to me that democracy suggests that they can be represented and should be represented in the nominating committee.
As president of FCCLV, Mikey, go ahead.
We found ourselves in a little bit of a pickle because we knew we weren't going to be credentialed. So we don't have impartial representation to go to nominating, given that thank you, Jimmy.
Okay, Josephine, it's all right. But I still want to make the point. Doug, would you agree that if they had someone who could appropriately represent them, now that they're a properly constituted chapter, whether they can vote or not, they could participate in nominating?
I interpret participating
Doug.
We can't hear you, dear.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
Okay. It is my, again, it's my interpretation that serving on nominating is a form of voting. And according to the bylaws, the information must be in by November 30 of each year. And if it's not, then my interpretation is they don't have the right to vote. And I think nominating is a form of voting.
Okay, you said there was another hand?
Okay, hold on.
I just want to verify that someone who will be on Zoom is eligible to vote.
That is correct, as long as they are registered. If they went through the registration process and we have their name on the list, any participant on Zoom shall be recognized if they need to vote.
Okay, thank you.
One more.
Sheila, we have a hand.
Madam President, I got handed the microphone. This is Dan. Is it okay to speak?
Please.
Okay. Just a friendly consideration by the president. I know you had originally said everybody had to be in nominating by 5:30 and the doors would be closed. Are you willing to extend that to 10 minutes after the end of this pre-convention board meeting?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I don't know how long. I mean, it'll be hopefully so people can get ready for the banquet. Because we will start the banquet on time. All right, Katie, go ahead.
Sheila, we have a hand. Anthony, go ahead, please.
I just want to raise an objection based upon the conversation that has just happened. For those of us that are registered, et cetera, and eligible to vote, I think it's unfair that we're not allowed to participate in the nominations committee since we are a fully hybrid convention. The nominations should and could be hybrid as well. Just wanted to raise that objection and make sure it's on the record. Thank you.
I would entertain a motion for you to figure out how you're going to be able to do that, because that room is not on Zoom. If you would like to make arrangements with calling someone and working through their phone, and if you would like to make that motion, if there's a second, I'm sure no one would have an objection to that, if I can get it out.
Being a hybrid convention, shouldn't we have thought about that in the first place?
We don't have it public Zoom.
Okay. All right. So we're good. As long as we can vote on Sunday, we're good. Thank you so much. I just wanted to make sure my suggestion was on record.
I'll give her a microphone. I make the motion going forward with our hybrid conventions that if you have paid all your registration and you are a delegate and you need to be part of the nominating committee, that you can have someone call you on the phone on speaker, and you can make an arrangement somehow to be in the room that you get to vote.
No.
Janine, that motion won't go anywhere because it's wrongly stated.
Too long.
No, it's just the way you...
Okay, I got to redo it then? Okay. Anthony, can you just make the motion so I can second you?
He didn't make a motion.
I know.
He decided that he was fine as long as they can vote, Janine.
But going forward, we'll have the same problem with hybrid. So I make a motion that if you're eligible and you find a way to get in the nomination room and you're the nomination person, that can happen.
I'm not sure I understand your motion, but if there's somebody that would like to second the motion, then we can have a discussion.
Thank you.
All right. Is there discussion?
It is going to quite possibly open up a significant can of worms, unless it is stated in a way that would somehow resemble that moving forward post this convention, that consideration be given to the nominating committee and their process to include hybrid participation.
I changed my wording to what Mikey said. I take that friendly amendment. Mary, do you take that friendly amendment for Mikey's language? Thank you, Mary. She seconds.
All right, I will tell you how ACB does it, and I certainly don't have a problem with FCB doing it as well. One person, their name is given to the chair of the nominating committee or the recording secretary for nomination committee. That one person is the only one that gets the link to attend the Zoom meeting. And that meeting, the minute it's supposed to start, is locked and nobody gets in. That's how it's done at ACB. I've been doing it for 4 years and I've been the host locking that door. So that is how ACB handles it.
Okay.
So that's point of information.
ACB was a spin-off of Credit.
I cannot hear you if you're trying to speak on Zoom. Otherwise, please mute.
I did unmute Anthony because he had his hand up. Anthony, did you say something?
In fact, actually, Sheila said exactly what I was going to say. So thank you very much, Madam President. And thank you so much for making the amendment, Janine, and for Mikey for wordsmithing it the way that it would actually pass. Thank you.
You're welcome. I tried to get you to
say I assume that this motion is good to go the way it is has been stated. Mm-hmm. Is there any other discussion?
The motion is that moving forward past this convention, that consideration be given for the nominating committee and the nominating process for hybrid participation.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, only board reps and committee, and committee chairs and officers are allowed to vote. If you're just here as a wonderful member, please do not vote. All those in favor say aye.
All Zoom those people, opposed, raise your hands for aye.
Yeah, thank you. I keep forgetting. All those opposed say no. Motion passes. All right.
Can someone remind us in a couple of years that we're supposed to consider that, please?
We're not talking about that. All right. Last thing on my agenda, unless anybody else has anything, is the nominating committee. I will entertain a motion to nominate someone to chair the nominating committee.
Paul Edwards nominates Mr. Doug Hall to chair the nominating committee. Do we have a second or anyone else?
Second.
We have who? Leslie seconds.
All right. Anyone else?
Anyone else would like to put forth a nomination for the chair of the nominating committee?
Hearing none, nominations closed. And Doug Hall is nominated as the chair of the nominating committee. Thank you, Doug. Are there any other issues that we need to discuss before only those that are representing your affiliate go to the anchor room for the nomination committee?
I mean, we could talk about world peace, world hunger.
Somebody, all of those cut issues. His, turn his microphone off.
What do you want?
So I have a question. So the people who are running for office cannot go in that room?
No.
Okay, perfect. And I would like to talk about what your favorite word is. Mine is fluffy. Mikey, what's your favorite word?
Thank you so much, Jimmy.
We don't have time for this right now because everybody needs to get to nominating committee so that everybody can be on time for the banquet. I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Anyone opposed? This meeting is adjourned.